This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
We have to look at it. Hey, it's either win or go home. And for us, it's, you know, it's a game of one game season, and this is the biggest one yet. So we focus on it. And we're just going to be ready to go out and play good football.
Mr. Happy Sox himself, Charles James II, the cornerback for the Houston Texans. Good to hear from him. Good to have Tanya Ganguly and Dale Robertson with us. And Andrew Luck is not going to play tomorrow for the Indianapolis Colts. Luck aside, how good is this Colts offense, or how bad is this Colts offense, Tanya?
Well, it was interesting when I talked to players before the first time these teams met and Matt Hasselbeck was going to be the starter. They said, you really don't change a lot. Defensive players said, you really don't change a lot in your preparation because Hasselbeck can do all the same things that Luck can do. The only difference is he doesn't use his legs as much. Mm-hmm. And Hasselbeck really picked apart this team the first time around. Of course, the defense is playing a lot differently, but they have got to pressure him more than they did the first time. That first time, they didn't get to him hardly at all. I think they had one quarterback hit the whole game. And so that was a problem and a big part of why they were so successful offensively.
And Dale, you joked about T.J. Yates being insurance earlier. This guy Hasselbeck, I mean, this is like the Lloyds of London insurance, right?
He's older than dirt.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, again, obviously at this stage of his career, totally playing with house money, so nothing is too big for him. He is what he is, and he knows that. Now, the good news for the Texans is when they got him the first time, he was deathly ill, but his body was in pretty good shape. Right now, he's pretty banged up. He's been hit a lot. He's got badly bruised ribs. You know, he's a problem. I mean, I wouldn't be one bit surprised if we don't see Charlie Whitehurst earlier rather than later if Hasselbeck struggles at all. Because I think the guy's really – I mean, I think the only reason he is playing this weekend is because they have Charlie Whitehurst behind him. You really don't want Whitehurst on the field any more than possible.
No, I mean,
this is probably for the division championship. You really don't want to turn it over to Charlie Whitehurst.
And he's still – either whoever goes, they still have an interesting set of characters in terms of playmakers to get the ball to. I mean, you got Andre Johnson, who's not their first option. You got the others. I mean, what have you made of what they're not or are doing this season?
I mean, Frank Gore's production sort of surprised me a little in that first game. He was, you know, he's also pretty old, Dale.
And he is.
You know, they had this cast of characters that's up there in age, but they were able to be very productive against the Texans the first time around. And T.Y. Hilton, of course, is a really dynamic player, but you know, I think one thing that's going to help the Texans is momentum for the Colts. Back-to-back blowout losses has really gone the other way for them right now.
Yeah, and on defense, they're near the bottom of the league in just about every major category, yards and scoring. You got to move the ball on these guys, don't you?
They've given up 96 points in the last two games. No, I mean, if you can't move against the Colts, you probably aren't moving against anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Texans really need to get that going. Really need to get the run game going because it kind of hit a bit of a snag against the Patriots last week. They were able to move the ball on the ground in spurts, but then the Wildcat kind of got in the way, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and we asked Bill O'Brien about that this week, and he said if we're going to use the Wildcat, it's going to have to do better. Since that first game, and part of the Wildcat is the element of surprise. So when you start to lose that, then it starts to become less effective. And the Texans didn't get any first downs with the Wildcat, but they tried it five times, only gained 4 yards. So that stalled the offense more than it did anything to help.
All right, we're not going to stall this show any longer. We've got to get to John Harrison, the Telestrator. Johnny, going to break things down X's and O's wise.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harrison. Although it wasn't a great performance against the New England Patriots, there were a few things that got us a little bit excited, including what we're about to do up here on the Telestrator. Let's take a look at this and the Texans defense going against the New England Patriots. And I want you to take a look at these two gentlemen right here. That's Jadeveon Clowney, and this is J.J. Watt. Now, when J.D. was drafted in 2014, a lot of us here in the city of Houston got really excited about the combination of Watt and Clowney. Will they line up on the same side? Will they line up on opposite sides? Well, here's a case right here where by lining up on the same side, they come together and run what's called a TE stunt that gets Jadeveon free for a sack. This doesn't happen without J.J. Watt. It obviously doesn't happen without Jadeveon Clowney. And it's a great way for these two to be on the same side and work in tandem and pull off the sack. So let's take a look at it. And you can see right here, they obviously were lined up together. But another key to this is right here. Christian Covington is right there over the nose. He's going to draw Brian Stork's attention. So really, it's going to be two on two right here. So as we see this, JJ is going to drive hard upfield to the outside. He's the T, so he goes first. And JD is going to loop inside here and come after Tom Brady. And what happens is the guard, Shaq Mason, right here, gets locked on JJ Watt. You see two guys on Watt, and there's your clear path right there, JD Clowney. And you'll see how this looks. And, oh boy, Tom Brady's getting scared. And there he goes down for the sack. Well-executed TE stunt right here. And now you can see a little bit better version of it from the end zone view. We're going to occupy the center here with Christian Covington. JJ is going hard upfield. JD coming inside. And we're going to end up with this TE sack right about now. JJ drawing two. Mason can't react. And here comes JD, and Tom Brady's in trouble. I had a buddy text me after the game saying, this is nearly unstoppable. And it pretty much was. It was a fantastic play. Well executed. Hope to see more of that in Indianapolis this Sunday. We'll be right back after this.